BBC News with Jerry Smith. The FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, has responded to the corruption scandal gripping football's international body by saying that those who engaged in misconduct had no place in the game. His comments came as the United States Justice Department said their investigations into two decades of systematic corruption within FIFA involving $150 million of bribes were continuing. Earlier, the U.S. Justice Department charged 14 people, including 9 current and former FIFA officials, with racketeering, fraud and money laundering. U.S. Attorney Kelly Curry highlighted the real losers in the corruption.
Well, I think the ultimate victim is soccer writ large. It's the fans, it's the organizations, and the reason that these people were able to make so much money corruptly goes to the love that people have for the sport. And so it's taking that love and skimming off the marketing rights that allow these people to enrich themselves and line their pockets.
The Swiss authorities have begun their own criminal inquiry into the awarding of the next two World Cup tournaments to Russia and Qatar. The Swiss Attorney General's office said it would accept no excuses if it needed to question Sepp Blatter. Richard Conway is in Zurich.
Shortly before 6 a.m., the Swiss police, acting in conjunction with their U.S. counterparts, entered the Bar au Lac Hotel, a luxurious retreat nestled on the banks of Lake Zurich. The officers arrested 7 officials, including one of FIFA's vice presidents, Jeffrey Webb. He, along with the others taken into custody, now face extradition to the United States on charges of receiving millions of dollars in bribes. Then, just hours after the early morning raids, the Swiss federal prosecutor announced it was launching a criminal probe into how the 2018 and 2022 World Cups were allocated.
Among the 14 people the U.S. Justice Department has charged is the former FIFA Vice President Jack Warner. He's handed himself into police in his home country of Trinidad and Tobago. The U.S. indictment implicates him in the alleged payment by South African football officials of more than $10 million in bribes in return for South Africa being chosen to host the 2010 World Cup. Both Mr. Warner and the South African Football Association deny any wrongdoing. The former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is to step down as Middle East envoy next month. He was appointed 8 years ago to try to encourage peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Critics say he failed to make an impact. Sebastian Usher assesses his legacy.
He started the job almost as soon as he left his post as Prime Minister. He was put forward by George W. Bush to take that position. There isn't perhaps that much you could say concrete that he's achieved, but then you look at the wider state of the Mideast peace initiatives, and there's very little to show there either. Essentially, Mideast peace, as far as the Israeli-Palestinian issue is concerned, is at its lowest ebb really for a long time.
BBC News. The U.S. state of Nebraska has become the first conservative state in more than 40 years to abolish the death penalty. Senators in the state legislature voted to override their Republican governor, who on Tuesday had vetoed the bill. 18 other states and the District of Columbia have already banned executions. Scientists in the United States and France say they've developed a robot that can repair itself quickly when it's damaged. They believe the research published in the journal Nature could speed up the introduction of machines that can be used in a range of tasks, from helping in the home to rescuing people, putting out fires and dealing with radiation leaks. Here's Palak Ghosh.
The team demonstrated the principles with a 6-legged spider-like robot that finds a new way of crawling across the floor after one of its legs has been broken in less than a minute. That's something that would have taken a traditional so-called self-learning system days to calculate. Taken with the other recent developments in artificial intelligence, the researchers say that the humanoid robots that appear on the big screen may come sooner than people realize.
Researchers say they've uncovered a new species of ancient human who lived up to 3.5 million years ago. An international team of researchers found a jawbone and teeth in the Afar region of Ethiopia. They say the new species lived in the same area at about the same time as our best-known ancestor, Lucy. BBC News.